It's Tuesday, 7th of September, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host, Ace, and joining me are Rhodes.
Hello.
And Winks.
Hello.
We've got actual news to talk about, not Gamescom, not a look into the past with the interns, the useless interns. Oh, the great interns.
But mate, you're getting cancelled for this, so...
What is cancelled? We're in the past.
Oh no, the timelines have fractured.
What have you been playing? Rhodes, take us away.
Video games. I've been playing video games.
Okay, Winks, what about you?
I've been playing PUBG at one point. Well, sorry, I've been playing PUBG colon Battlegrounds, as it is now called. My apologies. It's all right, you know. It's a bit boring, isn't it? Like, you just run around and then get shot in the head. Maybe I'm shit at the game. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. I've been playing a game called Starbase. You've been playing a game called Starbase as well, Ace, I think. Also a very slow game. You don't get shot in the head, though. But it is a very slow game.
I mean, when you get away from the safe areas, you'll probably be get shot in the head.
Really? I've not really bumped into anyone on it, to be honest.
Well, no, I mean, once you've, like, gotten a better ship and left the safety of the starting areas and actually gone to some planets and other systems, presumably.
Have you found another ship yet?
No, you have to buy them. You have to sell your ore and buy a ship.
Oh, right. For fucking hell, I shipped myself then when he said buy them. I was like, what do you mean? Like, cash money, real life?
No. Oh, God, it's not Star Citizen. Come on.
Well, yeah, it's out, so... what else have I been playing? Never in my life. I've been playing F1 2021. I've got they've got a cult career mode now that I've been playing with my brother, who I think is on a nice like 6-race streak of crashing and not finishing a race. It's going well for me then, which is nice. And not really much else. I think I'm in that like sort of lull where I'm really excited for Deathloop and Kena, Bridge of Spirits. So nothing's really, nothing's grabbing me at the minute because I'm just kind of like, yeah, but what if I get into this and that comes out? So I've just decided to hate everything else, which is worrying for Ace because he knows that I've definitely got like 3 games on review at the minute. So I imagine internally right now he's fuming. Or he's going to make me review Deathloop. I don't know how this is going to work. Probably that, really.
I'm going to kick you out of the podcast so you can start reviewing things.
I posted one like 5 minutes ago and I can't talk about the game because there's a review coming out for it. So, Winks, what are you in play?
Oh, I'm waiting outside in Starbase, waiting to kill people. No. I've been kind of dabbling too. Like, I'm in a lull as well. So, I kind of found myself naturally gravitated towards Wipeout again. Especially like trying to get all the elite goals. So that's just like doing all the challenges and just getting them all completed. There's like different tiers. There's obviously it's like bronze, silver, gold. But then on top of that, you've got like novice. I can't remember what the in-between difficulty is. And then elite is like the hardest difficulty. So I'm trying to complete all that. And I was stuck on the end of one campaign because the game is split into 3 campaigns. And there's a lot of content, a lot of recycling. But like that's kind of just... It's kind of like NASCAR. You just kind of go in loops. That's pretty much the game. And I'm just trying to learn all the courses and all the speed boosts and fold my brain folds to remember all the corners.
Speedrun when?
Oh my God, no. I am speedrunning it right now. It's been 3 years.
You'll be on the leaderboard, but not very high up.
Hilarious if I was the fastest speedrunner. Like, oh, I wasn't even trying. Skills. But yeah, so like, I think it all started because I decided to just go really hard on this one time trial on Vanita K, as they call it. And it took me about an hour and it just felt like so good to be able to actually complete it. It's like, oh, I was having so much so many problems with it. And then now I'm on to like a normal race on my favorite level and I suck, and I think the highest I've ever gotten is 2nd, but I normally place 7th, and it's so annoying. It just feels like it's luck and just ugh. So I've been raging at that, And then on my downtime, I've been playing Hades for the first time. And Hades is so good. I know everyone's been raving about it, but I was.
You mean 2020 Game Grid Game of the Year, Hades?
Yes, that exact. Yes. Well, I mean, it wasn't on Game Pass until recently. So then I thought to pick it up because I'm kind of hit or miss when it comes to what's the word?
Roguelike.
Roguelike, thank you. I was like, not Castlevania, it's like roguelikes, yes. And yeah, it's like it's sometimes it really hits me, sometimes it doesn't, and I was kind of like, I don't really like the asymmetric. I know it's beautiful, but it's but yeah.
Aren't all the characters sexy as fuck though?
Oh my god. I think that was the thing that drew me towards it. I was like, oh, now I'm just lost in the artwork. Absolutely gorgeous people, and then I heard what they sounded like. I was like, oh, okay, I'm in. And so I'm just thirst trapping in the underworld, and that's been me.
Okay. Me, I didn't really play much last week, but then I suddenly had, well, because it's the GameCube's 20th anniversary at the end of this week, start of next week, depending on what day you start your week on. And I decided, hey, I've been playing a lot of Lego games. Why don't I play some GameCube Lego games? So I played all of the GameCube Lego games. You can find out more about that when the article goes up on the site later this week. Suffice to say, you guys were playing a racing game. I played a racing game, Drome Racers. It's a Lego title, but they kind of hide the Lego-ness of it because it's Lego Technic. So it's not all the blocky stuff. It's got like pipes and bars and a lot of different wheels.
It's like Kinex, but not.
that's actually Bionicle.
Oh yeah, Bionicle. My God, I forgot that.
Yeah, I didn't. The only thing I knew about Bionicle before this week was that it looks like Kinex and it's called Bionicle. But now I know some of the words used. There's so much weird language and words and names. None of it makes sense. If you're not in the Bionicle fandom, then don't check out the GameCube games because you won't understand them.
Do you know the Bionicle lore by half now?
Oh god, no. It's like a decade long.
Is it worse than Kingdom Hearts?
No.
Wait.
I mean, I'm worried that you have to think about it, though. I mean, it doesn't bode well for its lore if you had to sit and think, is this more complicated than Kingdom Hearts?
I was trying to think of the length of it, really, because Bionicle went on for 10 years and Kingdom Hearts longer and more complicated, but it uses fewer made-up names and terms and...
Oh my god, yeah.
Masks and...
I'm just reading the wiki for it, and it's just the tropical island of Mati Nui, six Toa heroes. It's just a list of just made-up names.
Yeah, usually when I'm reading something for like a synopsis for something that I'm unfamiliar with and it starts throwing weird names at me, I just glaze over that. I do not take any of that in and just scan through the paragraph until I reach a word that I understand and then keep reading.
So did you drive boxer vehicles? Maybe they're not called boxer vehicles then. I just found on the wiki.
In Drome Racers, it's Lego Technic, not Lego, Bionicle, but it's pretty good. It's Mario Kart, but for big kids, because it's not the stupid kiddie Lego racers. No, this is for big kids, because it's got missiles and the cars can hover, and there's tracks that go on the dirt. I don't know. I didn't play the Lego Racers game. This is the first Lego Racers game I played, and it's not even a Lego Racers game. I'm not a big fan of racing games, but yeah, Drome Racers, it's got enough, certainly got enough content in it. Loads and loads of tournaments and different vehicles and stuff. So yeah, if you want to find out what the best Lego game on the GameCube was, then keep an eye out for that article. Don't really have a segue from that.
From races to... Oh, no, it's not racism.
No, it wasn't racism. from races to no. So Tripwire Interactive has appointed a new CEO, Alan Wilson, because John Gibson, the former CEO, has stepped down, not been fired, not quit. He has stepped down, so he's still getting paid by Tripwire. Due to the backlash from a tweet, which is the last tweet, the latest tweet still up on his Twitter account, on the 4th of September.
Did I read it out?
I'll read it out.
Okay.
You can read it out.
All right. Proud of hashtag US Supreme Court affirming the Texas law banning abortion for babies with a heartbeat. As an entertainer, I don't get political often. Yet with so many vocal peers on the other side of the issue, I felt like it was important to go on the record as a pro-life game developer. Hmm.
That was his tweet in support of the Texas law, which bans abortions on pregnancies over 6 weeks and allows private citizens to sue anyone that they suspect of having an abortion or helping someone have an abortion.
Such an American
for up to $10,000.
Like, why would, like, if you thought that, like, Jenny down the road had an abortion after 6 weeks, you're like, I need money off you. Like, it's got nothing to do with the kid, has it?
It's just greed. For money in this situation, if
exactly
went out, the government.
The person gets the money, I'm assuming, because why else would a private citizen be able to sue someone else? It's not a matter for the state or the county or anything. It's a private matter between citizens, which is really weird because not all abortions are voluntary. Some, and if a woman has a miscarriage, oh, you had an abortion. No, I didn't. I miscarried. Nope. I think you had an abortion. I'm suing you. It's just a whole can of worms.
That's exactly. Yeah, that was one of the things. It's like it hurts my brain.
Because you don't need proof. You just need to think that this thing happened and sue.
The thing is, like, if you're unfortunately poor enough where someone decides to sue you because they think you've had an abortion, you can't do anything about that. Like, you can't afford legal fees and things like that. Like, that's it. Your life's over.
I mean, if you break your leg, with medical bills, your life's over. America is
true. Just being born in those 50 great states is the beginning of the end, isn't it, really?
Land of the free, but not William Wallace.
It's insane. It's just on the bill itself. It's like, it opens so much to like toxic abuse or just abuse in general. It's just, I don't understand. I don't think this is like, even on a pro-lifer kind of viewpoint, this isn't a pro-life kind of thing anyway. Like, it shouldn't be. Like, obviously, like, we're not for pro-life anyway. We're pro-choice, but it just doesn't make sense. And then for him to be so brazen about it, like, who asked for your opinion? Like, when in chivalry was there like deep discussions about like abortions or stuff like that?
You say that Killing Floor 2, the certain songs in the soundtrack have anti-abortion lyrics. However, by default, you get just the instrumental version of the songs. You have to activate the lyrics in the menu.
Huh.
It's all Christian rock in Killing Floor 2.
No way.
Yes way. Look it up.
What am I going to do with this information?
I don't know, but it's not a very Christian game, Killing Floor 2, is it?
And that's what we're
putting this for.
But yeah, so he tweeted out in support of that. People said, well, no. And certain studios announced that they were cancelling contracts with Tripwire. So Tripwire said, could you step back so people forget about this and we don't, you know, go bankrupt from people not buying our games. So now Alan Wilson, a co-founding member of Tripwire, is now the interim CEO. And apparently the comments given by John Gibson are of his own opinion and do not reflect those of Tripwire Interactive as a company. Because companies shouldn't really have a view on abortion.
Mm. Well, unless their whole MO is like one, if you save one baby, they could be a potential consumer of your product later down the line. If that's a reason to be a pro-lifer, maybe.
The thing I don't get with this is that this, like, the thing this guy supported is like one, like, legislation for a state, and yet his entire market is the entire world. Like, why would he? Why would you like put everything into this one state's like philosophy? Like, one state of one country.
The thing is, his tweet says, "I don't get into as an entertainer. I don't get political often." When former President Trump brought out his Muslim ban to prevent people of the Muslim faith from coming in and out of the country, well, mostly coming into the country, he tweeted out in support of that as well. He's been quite vocal on the Republican side of many issues over the past several years.
But he's just a fucking nonce then, is what I'm hearing.
So it's weird that this... Well, it's not weird. It's
expected behaviour. That's what it sounds like to me.
I was going to say, I'm surprised it's taken this long for him to receive backlash. I mean, yes, the market for Muslims in playing his games is probably less than the market of the entire female gender, but...
Maybe it's because we're not in Trump... Well, they're not in Trump country no more. Now it's Biden town.
Well, a company that isn't in Biden town has been revealed to have an alleged culture of bullying and gender discrimination. The Swedish company Paradox Interactive. A couple of union groups in Sweden interviewed 133 employees, and apparently 44% of those employees have experienced mistreatment at the company. That's quote-unquote mistreatment. The report says that it's particularly high at Paradox's Swedish operations, which employs over 400 people. So they asked a third of the employees, and a whole bunch of them were saying that there's a culture of silence, so people aren't... The company is not responding to, the company is not handling the reports appropriately. Offensive treatment is a systemic and far too common problem at Paradox, according to the report. So yeah, it's not just Ubisoft and and this and this and it's all over the place.
It almost sounds like it's systemic.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like a societal problem rather than a gaming one.
Stop being gits, everyone. Is it that hard?
Honestly, when I think about it, it must be. Like, what? I don't understand. You know, like, you know why I get on with everyone, right? Because it's just easier.
You're so flirty.
Yeah, well, there's that as well. But, like, it's just so much easier to just be like, you're right, and then be nice to people. It must take so much fucking energy to be a prick. Like, honest to God, like, I've never ever gone into work and been like, ah, there's women over there. I need to ruin their day. Because I go into work and I go, I can't wait for the next 8 hours to go by as quickly and efficiently as possible so I can leave.
Well, maybe that's why they want to take out that frustration onto everyone else and make it everyone else's problem.
But that's pointless. Like, every job I've ever done was better because people just made it a laugh and tried to make it go by quicker that way. But I mean, I guess this is like a similar thing. I suppose they are having a laugh at other people's expense. So I guess they are doing that. But like,
Let me pitch an idea. What about instead of everyone getting along and just being nice and generally just decent human beings to each other, everyone was just silent about any problems?
Have you ever heard of the company Sports Direct? I think you may share some similar philosophies there.
No. It's just astonishing that it's like shy of 70% of people took the union members that like actually participated in this like reported on or just said that they've experienced such mistreatment. And it's like that number shouldn't have to exist, obviously, but it's like that's more than 2/3. It's insane.
Yeah, 69% of the women and 33% of the men said they'd experienced abusive treatment. Out of an entire third of your staff.
Yeah, it does say something though, doesn't it? Like, it shows that there's clearly a big bullying/harassment issue there, but it also shows that it's clearly more targeted towards women. Mm. You can't help but feel like the 33% of men are probably the men who hear those jokes and go, probably shouldn't be saying that, and then the rest of them go, are you a fucking virgin? And like, that's it.
But in Swedish.
Yeah, well, sadly, I don't know what "Are you a fucking virgin?" is in Swedish, but I'll try and figure it out for the next pod, everyone.
I'm sure I could do an offensive Swedish chef impression here, but I won't.
You work for Paradox Interactive, by the way.
I said I won't do it.
Well, maybe you'll be in the 33% of men if you don't. So.
Oh no! Please don't bully me because I won't bully this entire of Sweden.
Life is simple. You either bully people or you get cancelled. That's it.
Duality of men. I found out how to say it in Swedish using Google Translate, but I'm going to butcher it.
I'm ready.
Okay. Är du en jävla jungfru? Now that doesn't sound Swedish.
It doesn't, does it? It's a very throaty language, I feel, though, Swedish. You really got to get it from the throat, I feel. Can we just fucking move on?
No.
Get it from the throat.
Fucking digging here.
Like, speaking about throats.
Speaking of throat.
Speaking of Sweden, Sonic the Hedgehog.
The fuck?
I mean, I'm sure Sonic the Hedgehog is like a IKEA furniture, like butchered. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay. Oh, Sonic Colors Ultimate. Has just come out, and according to people who obtained it early, because you know if you get the more expensive version you get it 3 days early or whatever.
The fuck is this, a game as a service? But if you buy this you get 3,000 in-game coins and a 3-day early access window.
Sonic Colors Ultimate is having some problems. The story that I linked has an entire bunch of tweets of people having taken little video clips of Sonic floating, or effects just not there, or it's all sorts of really weird graphical things, and it's not looking great just before you launch a game. But then Sega have said that not all of these are due to the game. Some of them are due to the game running on an emulator. There is a Switch emulator, on Friday, one of the subreddits that I'm in did post up saying that that someone had packed Sonic Colors Ultimate and this emulator together. And so, yeah, that's been floating around the internet. So I completely believe that the emulator could be causing some of these issues. All of them, I wouldn't be able to say. But it is strange, since Blind Squirrel Games, the company that's ported this, worked on the Mass Effect trilogy of remasters.
I just don't think, if it was an emulator, I just don't think it'd have this much traction. Because, like, these people on Twitter, surely they're not going out of their way to emulate the game. Like, it's just... emulation isn't as popular as people think it is. Especially for brand new games, because people don't think you can emulate brand new games like that. And it's like you say, I wouldn't be shocked if some of it was emulated, because once people know that, like, you can stir the pot a little bit, they'll do it. But it would have started with the game legitimately being buggered.
I just chose one of the Twitter accounts that's represented on this news post, and their Twitter bio says, "What's a yuzu?" So they've certainly they're certainly aware that there is a Switch emulator because it's called yuzu. But anyway. Yeah, as you say, there's no smoke without fire, so...
Are you sure there isn't a glitch where it's not Sonic Colors with a U and not Colors? Because didn't you have that recently?
I mean, it doesn't help when Sega's official assets still haven't updated to have the U in Colors, even though the site, the aforementioned site... has a wraparound banner of Sonic Colors Ultimate and Colors spelt with a U.
That's an emulation error, you know. I'm sure it'll be fixed.
You know that what won't be fixed? Nope, that doesn't.
Cyberpunk 2077.
No, without a segue...
you know what's not set in Sweden?
Maybe.
Well, yes.
You know what might be set in Sweden? During an interview with, I'll just use the short term, RGG Studios, the Ryu guy, the studio behind Yakuza. Someone has said that future Yakuza games are going to be leaving Japan behind, with established characters exploring new countries.
Sound like Sony.
So you think they're going to go to the Forbidden West?
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Nice.
I think they're going to go to God of War Ragnarok.
It's close to Sweden.
Oh, God.
Get in there.
Oh, God. I hope we get any Swedish listeners. We don't, do we? Let's be honest. We're the only people who listen to it.
Our only listeners are Swedish. he also confirmed, Kazuki Hasakawa confirmed that Kazuma Kiryu is stronger than John Wick. I mean, obviously, the dude can bench a moped.
Well, if he's so strong, how come he's trapped in a TV? Huh? Or am also, I the one stuck in the simulation?
Also, I've never seen him kill a man with a pencil. Also, he doesn't have a dog.
Yeah, we all agree that if you have own a dog, you get two experience points? I don't know.
He might have a dog. Does he have a dog, Ace?
One of the kids has a dog at his orphanage.
So he owns a kid who owns a dog. Oh, the power.
How gangster-esque, eh?
To be fair, when the kids that he owns are threatened, he does go out of his way to beat the crap out of everyone involved.
That is true. He loves those kids.
But Kazuma Kiryu does not kill. Even those people he shoots and... their vehicles explode in massive balls of flame and twisted metal, or that guy he threw out a window in Yakuza Zero.
Pretty sure he's been like arrested for murder like 3 times.
Does it count as murder if your enemies have died inside beforehand?
Yes.
Shoot.
You sound like a psychiatrist asking, like, you know, just off the cuff, lads. If they're dead on the inside, can I?
May I?
May I please murder you? No, Dr. Weeks.
You get Stockholm Syndrome. Like, yes, okay, sure.
You know, if this game's set in America, is it actually just Mafia 4?
Oh, no. It'd be a Saints Row.
Mafia 4 subtitle Yakuza.
Do people still hate Saints Row, Ace? Is that still a thing?
No, people are softening in the subreddit.
Oh, it's like Kiryu's character arc. See? Linked it back. Look at that. I'm a gangster.
Right, time to get your back tattooed. What do you want?
I'd like a giant dildo.
Oh.
That's my Saints Row 2 coming out right there. In fact, I don't think there's any dildos in Saints Row 2. My Saints Row 3 coming out.
I've actually just found the exact quote about John Wick and Kiryu having a fight. So Kiryu isn't really a human, so it's hard to have an equal battle with John Wick, Hasakawa-san says.
I have a theory.
I think Kiryu is probably stronger than John Wick because you can't kill him even after shooting him with a gun.
Okay, so if he's not human, and it might be set, the next game might be set outside of Japan, it might not even be set in this on this planet. He might be an alien.
I mean, I don't think you can speak about foreign people that way.
Oh, no. How dare you?
Is it going to tie into Prey 2?
It's the Prey game that was actually meant to be the Bounty Hunter game. They're finally going to deliver. Bethesda in the mud again.
Well, something that doesn't have anything to do with Bethesda.
Or Sweden.
Or Sweden. It's been confirmed.
Yeah.
By several sources, but not officially, that Game Boy and Game Boy Color titles are going to be added to the Nintendo Switch Online, which currently has a bunch of NES and SNES, well, I say a bunch, the best SNES and NES games. And when's the last time I had an update? Because they've run out of good SNES and NES games.
Look, they run out of good SNES games as soon as they uploaded, like, Super Mario Bros., didn't they?
Super Mario World and Super Mario All-Stars, and that's all the games on the SNES that anyone cares about.
Ooh, well, this is Super Metroid. Yeah, I feel like, as a man whose Instagram handle and old Twitter handle was Super Metroidvania, I feel like I have to put them out there.
There's like a ton of RPGs, too.
No, they're shit. Have you ever played RPG number 472?
No.
It's not very good.
Sequel, though. Spicy.
It was the Final Fantasy.
Apparently there are around 80 NES games and 50 SNES games, depending on your region. We can presume that there's going to be a similar amount of Game Boy and Game Boy Color games, and not just the Pokemon titles.
You know what the problem with these Game Boy games is? What's the first game that comes to mind when you think of the Game Boy?
Digimon.
Tetris.
It's definitely Pokemon Red. You're both taking the piss now. Right? They're not going to put Pokemon on this fucking service because they still sell that shit. They re-release it all the fucking time. Like, the game everyone wants on this will be Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and Green. Is it the other one?
Well, they re-released them on the Wii U and they were like $7.99 each.
And I guess with the color titles, we want gold and silver and crystal. Those are the sought after ones.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But they'll release them, but fucking individually. Like crystal, they gave I dare call it a physical release on the DS, but they released a physical case that you could buy because I have it because I'm an idiot, which comes with a code inside. Like when you can do things like that, you're not going to put it on an online service. Same with like there's another game that someone pointed out as well where they probably just wouldn't put it on there because it would just sell. Because Nintendo fans are stupid. Like you put something up on a streaming platform or try and charge them a tenner, they'll pay the tenner every time. Even though they know when Nintendo Switch 2.0 Boogaloo comes out, right, they'll have to buy all these things again because nothing ever carries over between Nintendo devices.
You mean the Switch 2, which is definitely going to come out next year after this OLED one has sold out for 6 months at the end of this year.
Oh, you mean the Switch Pro?
Professional Switch.
Professional Switch.
Doctor Switch.
I'm bored of my Switch Amateur. I wish it would grade.
The Professional Switch, please. The PhD Switch.
You know, I have to, like, ask this, but, like, I like the idea of Game Boy games coming to the Switch. But, let's be honest, we all would rather they were GameCube and Nintendo 64 games, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But even then, with the Game Boy, I feel like there's a lot more titles on the Advance that were more up to snuff, I guess.
They were, but the problem, you know, the problem is, and I'm basing this purely on the NES and SNES games they've put on there.
Mm.
They'll put a couple of bangers on. They will. And then they'll just put a stream of shit that no one cares about. And then when everyone starts being a bit finicky and being like, look, you're only putting shit on this service, I'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
Here's another banger. You look at that, a little drip feed for you there. And then and everyone will be like, oh, it's the best service ever. And I'm sat there like, honestly, an IV drip would be better than this drip that Nintendo give us.
Well, it's that, or it's be like, oh, you see that? That dip went, like, no one wanted to buy Kirby Goes Planting on Saturn that no one bought, I guess. Like, no one's buying these. Let's just stop doing them forever for at least 10 years.
True. But they'd rather release it and charge money. That's why they don't put the good games on it straight away. Because Nintendo are sat there scheming, and like, there's probably one guy in the room who's like, should we figure out how to build like a proper online infrastructure? And the other 99 people in the room are like, how can we resell Pokemon Red?
Okay, you know, the Nintendo 64 had an expansion slot in the front.
Yeah.
One of the original plans for that was that people could buy or send off patches for games that would come on those on a thing that slotted in there. That was I learned this like this past week. That was a legitimate plan originally.
On the one hand, in the 90s, then Nintendo were really far ahead of the game there.
Oh yeah, sadly,
they haven't moved on since that day.
Nope. Yeah, it's so weird. But yeah, Game Boy and Game Boy Color titles, and then in what 3 years? No, 2 years, Game Boy Advance, and then another 2 years after that, N64.
Oh no!
I then think we'll be on Switch 3.
Yeah, I don't think as soon as there's a new console, it resets, so we have to go all the way back to NES.
The virtual console was better than all of this. Like there was so much more you could like get. I mean, I know you had to buy everything individually, right? But like it offered so much more variety, and it's little things. It's like Metroid Prime, right? It's like they're bringing out Metroid Prime 4. So many people who have a Switch have probably never played Metroid Prime. And it's like, put them on the Switch. Put them on this weird online service you've got. Because then people will buy the next Metroid Prime. No one's going to buy fucking Ice Climbers 3 or whatever the fuck's next. Look, you won't because you haven't got a Switch. So, yeah, I did it.
Right, buy a Switch for Ice Climbers
3. Yeah, I will. You watch me.
No one can, like, it's like, hey, we've got like three versions of Dr. Mario on the Switch online service. I'm like, no one cares. It's fucking Bejeweled, but mixed with Tetris. You got it, like everyone loved it on that brain training game. Like no one needs Dr. Mario fucking 10, whatever it is. Something Mario and everything. Nintendo, just shut down. There you go.
I've realized I keep saying Switch 2 and Switch 3, but we all know it's going to be like Swatch.
Swatch.
The new Switch.
The Nintendo Turn.
Oh, the Nintendo Switch Dimmer.
Yeah. The Nintendo Flick.
Yeah, the little sound there. Ka-chink! It's just going to be like a whoo. I don't know what a dimmer would sound like.
Well, it's called, we all remember it's called Switch because you can switch it between a home console and a handheld, just like the Switch Lite. Anyway, are there any Game Boy or Game Boy Color titles that you two reckon would be a good fit or you are hoping come out?
Honestly, I'd like to see them just dump the whole catalogue on there eventually. Because, when I was a kid, I had a Game Boy as a kid, but I didn't play many Game Boy games. Because it was, I feel like everyone's like this with handheld consoles, right? You get one, and you kind of just forget about them. Well, you know, that's just how it is until the DS came along. Anyway, that's a bit more useful, but like you were more focused with like the PS1 or whatever was out at the same time. So I'd like them all to go on there. I know there'd be a lot of trash because a lot on the original Game Boy there is a lot of trash. Mm. Right, the Game Boy Color and the Game Boy Advance, it gets a bit better, but like I'd love to just go for a game because it's like a Resident Evil game on the Game Boy. It's the worst Resident Evil game ever made, but I'd love to play it. just because I've never played it before.
Resident Evil Gaiden.
Yes, Resident Evil Gaiden. Awful. I think there's a Gaiden 2 as well, is there not?
I don't know. if there was, it wasn't released in the West.
Well, story of my life.
Most of the good games are games that won't be brought along, because there's Mega Man and Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. I've heard that the Harry Potter Game Boy games are actually pretty good as RPGs.
Really?
Apparently, yeah. I think Nikki was the one that like brought that to me.
But to be fair, I think the old Harry Potter games are quite good anyway. Like 1 and 2. So it's not too surprising. I can't say I've seen the Game Boy versions, to be fair. What is it? I'm assuming it's just Philosopher's Stone and Chamber of Secrets, right?
Yeah, I think it's just those two. We've got to refer back to our Harry Potter Game Boy expert, Nikki.
Philosopher's Stone and the Chamber of Secrets were both Game Boy Color games.
Yeah.
Produced by Griptonite Games.
There you go. Like, literally, with the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color, like, all the ones that I picked up were either shovelware, like, weird Looney Tunes, Go Map board game, weird stuff like that, and literally all of the Pokemon. And it was, like, my Pokemon machine. So...
that's what a lot of people use the Switch for.
Yeah. Maybe if they made demakes, like they took like Splatoon and they demade it to a Game Boy Color.
Oh, I don't know.
But that would require effort, and you've seen how long it's taken them to put an emulator for a Game Boy on it.
The thing is, they're just so reluctant to do anything that I can't get excited for it, because everything that I think could be good, because it could be good. Like, it could be. But when was the last time Nintendo created an emulated software on their own device that was good? Never. Because they're too busy trying to think of how they could charge you for each thing individually. Because they're greedy as fuck.
This is why I say it's not a Nintendo tax, it's a Nintendo greed. I even called it that in my article on GameGrin.com about AAA video games are too expensive.
I was wondering when you'd plug an article.
I plugged one at the start of the episode.
Oh, well, I wasn't listening at the start.
I think another problem with just the game, like all these Game Boy and Game Boy Color games, like the ones that we can think of that like are so good, they're ports, or like there are better versions of that same game, like the Super Mario Deluxe, like,
yeah,
or just Super Mario, just like you just play the better version, or Shantae's, whatever. Like, actually, that's probably all right. But
also, you could literally emulate them all on anything. Like, you could emulate them on your phone, and you could probably have more Game Boy games stored on your phone ready to play than what Nintendo will give you on your Switch.
But I need to spend money on Nintendo.
Nintendo Online, what is it, $2.99 a month or something?
Maybe they'll put the Legend of Zelda Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons on, and then we can finally play those.
You don't want to.
I owned them both for the Game Boy Color.
Really? Did you like them? I don't think they're that good.
I didn't play very much of them, I will admit. I never finished either of them.
I don't know if that's because you just didn't, or because you're making a statement that they weren't very good.
I think it was a case of, oh, I'll get around to it. Oh, I just don't want to.
I keep slipping into like thinking this is Game Boy Advance, but it's like not. Cause I'm thinking Legend of Zelda Four Swords. That'd be like fantastic. Even though it's a GameCube game, like you could, it had like the Link, the GBA Link. That would have been so cool. And you could do it like today with like just, well, you need four Switches. But it's a possibility. The Switch is very popular.
There was such a lot of naff made for the Game Boy and Game Boy Color. As you said, loads of ports, and some of the best games have been remade already, like Link's Awakening. There's so many fighting games, which the Game Boy was not good for fighting. Just why did they keep doing that?
Yeah,
I think that's the end of our podcast.
I like that your final topic there was what games do we want, Game Boy games do we want to return, and it was just why Nintendo's a bag of shit.
Which Game Boy games do we want to see return? Game Boy Advance games.
Yes. Everything else, please.
We want good games, not Game Boy games.
Well, if we're nice and we're good and we buy all of these Game Boy and Game Boy Color games, maybe they'll entertain us with more Game Boy Color games. But then afterwards, we might get an Advance game or a GameCube game.
On the Switch U. Right, well, that may be it for this episode of the Grincast, but you can subscribe wherever you find this episode for a new episode every Tuesday night. You can hear more from Game Grin by visiting gamegrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast, which covers the latest anime from the current season. And until next time, game on.